I wouldn't say 100%, but it's you know, it's something where it's an injury that kind of eggs and you know, it's going to be good to have a break here and get it all healed up for sure.
How frustrating would you do, or how would you describe the season for you and the injury woes that you had?
It was definitely a short one. It's disappointing. It's you know, I was excited to come into this season and you know, a bunch of new faces in here and you know, a team that's you know, where everyone came into camp and you know, we you know, had a good start to the season there and everyone was excited and you know, we would like to been there through, you know, all 82 games, but you know, with two injuries coming back to back with, you know, 5 games between them, it's it was disappointing. It was mentally draining, but you know, at the same time, it's you know, gives me even more incentive. I'm more excited for next year already.
Do you learn from the experience? Like, do you learn, I guess, or did you have to figure out a way to lead the young players from a different way, a different angle, a different?
Yeah, it's completely different when you're not on the ice every day with the guys and you're sitting there watching and you know, you do what you can, but you know, we had lots of different guys that stepped up in this room this year, and you know, that's a big part of, you know, where we are right now.
You seem to have embraced that yourself, leading, helping younger players. Is that still part of your makeup? You still feel very strongly about doing that? Is this team still going to need that for?
Yeah, it's, you know, we've just taken one step right now. You know, we have to take another step next year, and you know, there's obviously going to be lots of young guys, and you know, it's going to be a big job there. I think for the most part, you know, our room's you know, we're on the same page in there, and we all just strive on having good work ethic, and you know, we're gonna be hungry next year. We're not, you know, we wanna be a playoff team next year, and you know, that's a lot more.
Was the foundation laid this season for that in that goal, you think?
Yeah, I think so. It's you know, coming down the stretch, we had a good goal coming down the stretch, and you know, we're gonna build it. Like I said, we're taking one step at a time right now, and it's gonna be you know, it's gonna be fun. We're all gonna be excited to come back next year.
I guess, how do you feel the leadership group in this team evolved from the beginning of the season until the end of the season? Like, was it, when you came back at the end of the season, did you feel like there was a stronger leadership group in place than you began with?
We've had the same leadership group the whole time, so it's you know, it's everyone gets more mature, and everyone learns more the more you're around, and you know, but for the most part, we had our same leadership group, and you know, lots of the young guys, you know, stepped up and you know, took that next step in their career too, to you know, be a leader, and it's you know, it's something where we need, just because you're, you know, have a letter on your jersey and that kind of stuff, doesn't mean you're the only leaders in the room. You know, you need a lot of leaders in there.
Your guy that was parked real close to Sean Monahan all year, what he brought, did it surprise you at all, and have you seen him evolve throughout the 82 game schedule?
You know, Monty's a, you know, he's going to be a great pro, and he's going to play this game a long time. He's you know, he's got a good head on his shoulders, and you know, for a, you know, starting the year at 18 years old, and you know, and then coming in and, you know, finishes as a 19-year-old, he's, you know, he's shown a lot of steps, and it's, you know, there's, you know, everyone sees through the year, there's times of adversity and times of you know, put in different situations. There's, and you know, Monty was kind of put from, you know, first line to fourth line, and you know, he responded well, and that's, you know, that's part of being a pro, and you know, he's just going to get better and better.
You know, Mark Giordano probably better than most. He was named captain. I assume we saw a lot of what you guys get to see on a regular basis.
Yeah, you know, Gio's, he's a class act guy. He's one of a kind, and you know, he's a great leader, and you know, he leads in every aspect of his life. He's you know, you can't say enough about Gio. He's, and you look at the season he had this year, and you know, it's pretty remarkable. You know, it's too bad that you know, him as well could have stayed healthy for the whole year, and but you know, it's something where you know, Gio's there's not many guys that are better pro than Gio.
So world championships a possibility for you, and is it something you'd welcome because you've had such a short season?
You know, I think right now, for the most part, for me, it's getting back healthy. You know, I want my focus is next year, coming into camp and being in the, you know, best shape I can, and you know, next year's going to be a big year for myself, and I want to make sure I'm focused on next season.
Are you welcome to looking into an extension as soon as you can with yours? Or?
That's obviously, if it comes about, you know, that's, you know, I obviously love playing in Calgary. You know, I don't know what their plans are with me going forward, kind of thing. But you know, it's somewhere where, you know, I've been here for 6 years now, and it's something where, you know, I love the city of Calgary, and I love the organization, and you know, it's been a big part of my life being here in Calgary. And anytime you can stay at home and play at home, it's, you know, it's ultimate bonus, and in front of friends and family every night. But you know, it's something where it's the shoe's kind of, you know, on their foot right now, and they got to decide, you know, what their goal is going forward.
Are you going to give yourself some time before you start planning your rodeo?
Oh yeah, it's going to take a little bit of time here. It's, you know, it's nice being third year into the charity event that you actually almost is going to run it, for the most part, run itself after, you know, so much work we've done the last couple of years on it. So it's it's going to take a lot of work coming up to it, but for now it's going to take some time and go away with the family for a couple of weeks and go get some sun and kind of go from there.